as an instructional coach, I wear many hats, and part of my job is creating or modeling lesson plans for the teachers that I serve. Without AI, I could probably dish out English lesson plans all day because of my experience teaching English. However, when it comes to other subjects like geometry or physics, I need a little help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so right now there's 3 AI tools that I use almost daily for my work as an instructional coach and my research as a doctoral student.
Welcome to a new episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. We're finishing up the year strong with some interviews, some solo episodes, and some ideas that you can take into 2024. If you're joining us in November and December, wishing you a great finish to the calendar year. If you're listening to this episode later on in the school year, welcome, appreciate you stopping by. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher still here on the East Coast and love to share my favorite tips, tricks, and strategies for technology integration. In this podcast episode, you'll hear stories from my time in the classroom, the work I do now with schools and districts, and my travels to different EdTech events. I started the podcast in 2019, and each episode is designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. Don't forget to head to classtechtips.com/podcast for the show notes for each and every episode. This episode is sponsored by my free ebook of ChatGPT Prompts for Educators. Do you want 60 plus prompts at your fingertips? Grab my free ebook of prompts that you can use with any chatbot, including but not limited to ChatGPT. It's ready for you to try now. You can snag the PDF at classtechtips.com/ChatGPT book or DM me on Instagram at Class Tech Tips if you're on the go today, and I'll get you the download link ASAP. These AI writing prompts are perfect for educators looking to give chatbots a whirl. Don't miss out on this freebie resource that will surely save you time this school year. This week's episode is titled How Instructional Coaches Can Use AI to Scale Their Impact with Clarissa M. Guerra. Now, I heard Clarissa speak at the ASED Leadership Conference at a presentation she gave there. She's an instructional coach and doctoral student in Corpus Christi, Texas. And after the conference, I reached out to her and asked if she would join in for a conversation, not just on her role as an instructional coach, but also around artificial intelligence. And it was just so much fun to chat with her about two topics I love: professional learning strategies and AI. So let's dive into the conversation.
Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast. I'm so excited to chat with you today. Before we jump into our big topic of instructional coaches and how they can leverage AI this year, would love to hear a bit about your role in education. What does your day-to-day look like? Yes, of course. So I'm an instructional coach at a relatively large high school. I work with all grade levels, 9 through 12, and all core subjects, along with a few electives here and there as needed. And most of my support is actually focused around the Texas tested subjects, which is algebra, biology, English 1 and 2, and U.S. history. And so my day-to-day is never set in stone. I could be doing classroom visits, facilitating or attending PLCs, developing and delivering professional development based on teacher need, or analyzing assessment data to inform the support that I provide. So I had the chance to hear you speak at the ASED Leadership Summit earlier this fall. We're recording today in November, but that was in October. So, you know, just a few weeks ago, you know, and I loved your presentation talking about your role as an instructional coach and the way that it evolved. So can you tell us a little bit? Can you briefly describe your role as an instructional coach and how it has changed over the years? Of course, as an instructional coach, I am whatever my colleagues need me to be. And sometimes teachers just need someone to listen, not listen to respond, but like genuinely listen to hear and understand. And other times they need an advocate, a thought partner, a resource gatherer, or a cheerleader. And so in my role, my primary job is to coach teachers. And my role actually came to my campus in response to the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
And yes, so that was really earth-shattering for us. And we saw these persistent gaps in instruction. And just one approach to combat that was instructional coaching. And at first, I worked with a lot of English and language arts classes because I was an English teacher myself. But now I work with all contents and levels.
And so I would imagine too, you know, and I love that you use the word advocate, right? You know, that you are hearing so much from your colleagues about what's working for them, what they need extra support with, kind of like all of the above. And before we talk about leveraging AI in your role, can you tell us about your own coaching framework that, you know, gets back to some of these things that you see and you interact with your colleagues throughout the school weeks?
Yes. So my coaching framework is honestly always evolving based on the individuals that I serve. And no matter who I work with, my instructional coaching vision is to empower teachers by recognizing the mastery of their content and their autonomy within their teaching craft, and also knowing their purpose and philosophy for teaching, because it could vary from what I believe in my coaching values. And I use different frameworks, and I kind of Frankenstein them based on the teachers that I serve. So for directive coaching, I'll use the Get Better Faster coaching framework. For more dialogical coaching and facilitative coaching, I'll use Jim Knight's Impact Cycle. And then if I have teachers that really need to really get the students involved and they're lacking student engagement, maybe they're dealing with student apathy, a lot of times we'll use the inquiry cycle from Elena Aguilar.
And that flexibility and just understanding of everyone's needs really comes back to what you started with, right? That listening to hearing from people and then being able to make decisions that are more personalized for them, you know, pivoting for what they need. And, you know, one of the reasons that I'm so excited about AI, right, which is a topic we're about to talk about, is that personalization, right? Is that ability to get maybe a quick answer to a question, but also to take something and tailor it, right, in a direction that maybe I hadn't thought of, or something I need that little bit of actual, you know, extra, you know, virtual support with. So how have you incorporated AI tools or technologies into your coaching practice this past year?
So as an instructional coach, I wear many hats, and part of my job is creating or modeling lesson plans for the teachers that I serve. Without AI, I could probably dish out English lesson plans all day because of my experience teaching English. However, when it comes to other subjects like geometry or physics, I need a little help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so right now there's three AI tools that I use almost daily for my work as an instructional coach and my research as a doctoral student. So I use Magic School, ChatGPT, and Poe.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about those three for listeners who haven't tried them out or seen them in action?
Yes, absolutely. So there's so much to talk about and get excited about when it comes to AI and education. I have to limit myself, but the absolute favorite tool is Magic School AI right now.
Mm-hmm.
They have this lesson plan generator that's been so helpful in building lesson plans for teacher vacancies. So we're dealing with teacher shortage like crazy, and the students still need to learn. So this is really helpful to build out really developed lesson plans, or to at least consider alternative strategies for teachers. And the platform is so easy to use. So you can input the grade level that you're working with, the state or common core standards underlying your lesson, and any other information that your lesson needs to have. And I've created lessons for the AVID elective course, for geometry, for world history, and many more subjects.
That's such a great example of how an instructional coach can leverage AI, because right, you are coming in with a level of expertise around coaching and pedagogical strategies. It may not be the content specific strategies. So having this, you know, sidekick, if you will, right? This AI EDU specific, right, or education specific tool, right? When we're talking about Magic School AI, right? To help with those other pieces does exactly what you just said, right? It scales your impact, right? It's something that you couldn't do, right, in all instances without, right, this kind of support. So, you know, you also mentioned ChatGPT, which listeners are probably familiar with. I know I've had guests on the podcast come and talk about favorite plugins and ChatGPT strategies. But you also mentioned Poe, which may not be in every educator's tool belt. Can you tell us a little bit about how you use that tool?
Yes. So Poe is basically a catch-all mobile application for all AI tools and chatbots that have been trained on specific questions or tasks. There's one chatbot for instructional coaching that I found. His name is Ed. Ed is actually meant to be an instructional coach bot. So from time to time when I'm feeling stumped, I'll ask Ed a question such as, how can I support my teachers with student apathy and disengagement? And Ed will give me tips and tricks right away.
And one of the reasons that, you know, I love that example you gave is because if someone's used ChatGPT or Claude or Bard, right, they can type in something like take on the role of an instructional coach, right? But with Poe, right, when you have these different interactions, right, you can find that perfect chatbot that is going to understand what you're looking for. There's just a little bit more context there, which I imagine would be helpful in your role.
Yes, absolutely. And so, like, speaking of my role, there's another tool that just came out from Magic School that is called the Teacher Observation Tool. Mm-hmm. And in this tool, you can actually input teacher strengths and there are opportunities for growth. And in a matter of seconds, you'll have this beautiful, thoughtful written note for teachers, based on your classroom visit that really maximizes asset-based coaching.
That's such a nice way of framing, right, how to use this and scaling your impact, because you know what you want to say, right? You have used your expertise to identify those strengths, those areas that someone might be working on, you know, for the school year, their goals. And this is helping maybe not get you 100% of the way there, but like 80% of the way there, right? And one of the things that I think is so important to remind people who haven't explored this type of technology yet is that it really doesn't work without you, right? It doesn't work without that expert. It doesn't work without your observation, without your knowledge base. So that's such a great example of what it looks like to just, again, you know, scale, I think, is one of the big themes that I've found this year. So, you know, what benefits have you seen? Right, you mentioned the scaling, you mentioned the time saving, right, from leveraging AI and instructional coaching.
So in my perspective, the primary benefit of leveraging AI is the ability to quickly consider multiple perspectives and ideas. And by regularly seeking out feedback from chatbots and also comparing the AI's coaching suggestions with my own practice, I'm able to check my own biases and deliver really balanced support for teachers.
That's such a great way of thinking about, you know, how to leverage these language learning models, right? Like the, what am I missing here? Or the, ask me three questions about this. Like, you know, I know this is a silly example, but I went apple picking a couple of weeks ago and we had all these apples and I knew how to make applesauce, right? Like I knew how to do it in the crock pot. I'm like, there's got to be something that I need to know about freezing this that I just don't know, right? So I basically asked the chatbot, like, this is what I want to do. What am I missing? Like, what haven't I thought of, you know? And it gave me all the things I hadn't really thought of, like, this is going to expand in the freezer, leave an extra inch, you know, in your Tupperware, right? So those are the kind of things that might seem silly on the surface, but I think get back to what you're saying that, you know, if you're not quite sure, you need another check on something, you want to make sure something really is going to be, you know, in the direction you're headed, this is a great, you know, thing to have, this virtual assistant, you know, at your side. So if you're chatting to other instructional coaches or to someone who's listening, you know, today, you know, what advice do you have for someone in a role like yours who's new to using AI tools?
So the main advice I have is to be specific with your prompting. You can find a few key prompts that you have found successful and just keep track of those key words. And for instance, if you create professional development for staff, a prompt that yields positive and useful results might include the specific grade levels that you support, the amount of people in your audience, and even the amount of time you have. So as specific as you can get,
the chatbot will understand it. I know sometimes it's, oh, will they know how to be that specific? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah. And your advice to put that right up front, you know, in that prompt, I think is the right way to go about it. We can always do those follow-ups. We can always scaffold or say like, add this or take this into consideration. Like if it's missing something, we always have that in our back pocket. But if we can get started with some of those specific components, I think it just will save us even more time when we're using this chatbot technology. We can refine as we go, but we can also have a really nice specific prompt there. And that's a great example that you share. You know, so right. I'm curious, as you are, you know, continuing your work this year, right, as an instructional coach who is curious and implementing and talking about AI. I mean, I saw you speak at the ASCD Leadership Summit. And I love learning at events like these too. You know, as an instructional coach, what are some of your own goals for professional development this year? What are you exploring in your own practice?
So I'm currently exploring asynchronous micro-learning for teachers to have access to training on demand. So this could be through e-learning modules or something similar like that. And so my fear is always cognitive overload. Teachers have so much on their plate. And I don't want to give PD that's not truly wanted or needed when there's so much going on. So I believe on-demand training is what I'm focusing on for professional development for chatbots and Magic School and incorporating these amazing tools for teachers who are ready for it.
Yeah. And just those small bits of information, like if we've ever been there, you know, in a situation, personal or professional, where we've gone to YouTube, right, to look up something. I just need like a 3-minute explainer on this, right? Or I just need the 5 steps to follow, right, to accomplish this task. I love that emphasis on micro learning, the emphasis on the asynchronous piece. You know, and I'm curious, as you're investigating that type of content, you know, are you leveraging AI to help out with that? Or are you kind of getting your wheels spinning about that?
So absolutely. I think I was trained in just the traditional pre-service teacher training program at my university. And so I don't have a lot of the adult learning theory or background in teaching adults. I taught high school and I'd never taught adults. So now that I'm in this instructional coach position, I feel that always getting feedback from AI chatbots or ChatGPT really helps me understand adult learning preferences and needs and brings me that balance to provide learning that's really going to speak out to teachers and reach all of their preferences.
That's such a great point, because I know from, you know, the chatbot perspective, you know, I've used prompts like, you know, how would you introduce fractions to fourth graders that are excited about basketball, right? Like, you know, you add in these other types of prompts for student engagement, but we can think about that for educator engagement too, like for a group of educators who might feel this way or have had this experience or also have this as a goal, right? Or love, you know, this Taylor Swift song or something silly even, right? You know, to make a connection back. So I think that's such a great way to leverage this type of technology, this generative AI, alongside a goal that, you know, you've already shared a bit about, which is those, you know, micro learning opportunities for educators. This is just so helpful. Not only have you given us some great tools to consider, some insight into your role and that big AI connection, I want to make sure that anyone who's listening can stay connected with you, can follow along with your work and what you're excited about. Where can people connect with you? Where can they learn more about what you are up to?
So I'm actually just getting started and finding my professional voice and my research voice. But LinkedIn is the number one way for people to connect with me. If you follow along, I plan to share things that I'm doing and prompts that I'm practicing. So I hope I won't let you down.
Yeah, and we'll link out to your LinkedIn so people can find you and connect with you there too. So thank you so much for your time today and for joining me for this episode of the Easy Ed Tech Podcast.
Thank you.
I learned so much from this conversation and loved the way that Clarissa framed the conversation, not just on instructional coaching, but also on how to use AI to scale her impact. So let's make up this Ed Tech easy with a few key points from the episode. Listen to colleagues before designing coaching support. Use AI to scale
scale your impact, like lesson design and feedback. Consider micro-learning or asynchronous PD for educators. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from today's episode, including all of the ways to connect with Clarissa Anguera, on classtechtips.com/podcast. And finding today's episode, it's number 243. This episode is sponsored by my free ebook of ChatGPT prompts for educators. Do you want 60 plus prompts at your fingertips? Grab my free ebook of prompts that you can use with any chatbot, including but not limited to ChatGPT. It's ready for you to try now. You can snag the PDF at classtechtips.com/ChatGPT book or DM me on Instagram at Class Tech Tips if you're on the go today, and I'll get you the download link ASAP. These AI writing prompts are perfect for educators looking to give chatbots a whirl. Don't miss out on this freebie resource that will surely save you time this school year. Thanks again for tuning in to another Tuesday episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. Whether you've been here for the first 200 or so episodes or tuning in for the first time today, so glad you stopped by. Make sure to hit that follow button on your podcast app. That way, next week's new episode will be waiting for you first thing Tuesday morning. I also have some bonus episodes on the schedule for the next few months that I know you'll want to check out too.